Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to some memories about s'mores. I hope you have some good memories of those kind of sticky, gooey, chocolatey dessert kinds of things. And of course, you know, you had to have a stick. You put the marshmallow on the end of the stick. You had to have a little campfire going there somewhere. And most of the time when I made them, I had a marshmallow that burned, you know, caught on fire. I guess that was part of the excitement. But you had to get that marshmallow all gooey so you could put it on the graham cracker with the chocolate, and then it kind of squished out around the sides. I mean, it's one of those things that does create memories, I think, and hopefully you have some good memories about s'mores. But when did all those memories start? Well, you know, you never know for sure, but supposedly this started with the Girl Scouts. Somebody named Loretta Scout Crew was making these for the Girl Scouts, and the recipe or instructions appeared in a publication in 1927, and the publication was Tramping and Trailing with the Girl Scouts. Now, most of us say s'mores, S-apostrophe-M-O-R-E-S, but we know that that's an abbreviation for some mores, and that's the way it appeared in the Girl Scout publications until at least 1973. Two words, some mores. And, of course, we know that came from saying, you know, you can't have just one. You got to have some more. Well, that original is the way most people, I think, probably still eat s'mores. That is a couple pieces of graham cracker, a piece of chocolate, and a marshmallow, melted marshmallow. But maybe you want to be adventurous some and add a few things to your s'more. For instance, after you know, you've got the basics there, might as the marshmallow is melted and you put it on top of your chocolate, before you put the top graham cracker on, you might want to try adding some coconut. Or how about some peanuts, some crushed up peanuts? Or how about some crushed up pretzel twists? Maybe some toffee bits. Or how about banana chips? You could add a little more chocolate with some M&Ms. How about dried cherries or other dried fruit? How about a little cinnamon? Cinnamon and chocolate are a great combination. So just a little cinnamon on top of that melted marshmallow. Give it just a little bit of a twist. And I guess if you want to add a little more nutrition to it, how about some fresh strawberries? Now that sounds like a pretty good combination to me. Chocolate and marshmallow and strawberries. And then if you want to change out the chocolate, of course, you could use something with mint in it, or you could use peanut butter cups. You know, those would melt down. Several ways that you can add chocolate to it and add a little peanut butter. And that's some people's favorite, is that chocolate and peanut butter just can't be beat. If you don't have some marshmallows on hand and you happen to have a jar of marshmallow fluff, that would work. Or, and I'm not sure this would work quite so well, but you could try a little whipped cream if you're really, if you have some of that on hand, you know, and you can buy that in the can ready to just whip right out there. And you could also change out the graham crackers for Oreo cookies. Boy, now we're really into chocolate. Or brownies or macaroon cookies. If you want to make little bitty ones, how about some Teddy Grahams? And then you might have to use miniature marshmallows. Anyhow, there's just lots of things you can do if you want to go beyond and be a bit adventuresome with your s'mores. Now, we mentioned, of course, most of us, when we talk about s'mores, think about that campfire and doing this outside. But if you really want the flavor of s'mores and you don't have an outdoor fire, you can... Several opportunities. It just reminds me, if you have a gas stove, you know, I think when I was a kid, I put a marshmallow on a fork and held it over the gas burner and toasted it that way, and that seemed to work, but you have to be a little careful. I'm not sure that could be a safety issue. But you could also use the oven. Wouldn't take very long. You can make a lot of them at a time, and all you need to do is between 350 and 400 degrees, depends on whose instructions you read, put the graham cracker, lay the graham crackers out on a big cookie sheet. You know, how many can you make on a cookie sheet at a time? And some people put the marshmallow on, put it in the oven to melt it. Some people put the chocolate on then, but others wait till they take it out of the oven. So you could experiment, or you could just say, this is the way I'm going to do it. Either way, we're still talking about getting the marshmallow melted, and that could take up to about 6 minutes. And I'm thinking it would be less messy if you then took it out, put the chocolate square on top, and the marshmallow will be warm enough for the chocolate to melt, and then put the graham cracker on top. Or some of these other kinds of things that we mentioned. So you can tell when the marshmallow, when you've got it in the oven and you're saying, okay, is this time enough? Well, when the marshmallow starts to get kind of puffy. And what's the other alternative to an oven? Of course, it's the microwave. Same kind of thing. You put the cracker down on a microwave-safe blade or a piece of paper towel. Top with the chocolate, the marshmallow, microwave for about 15 seconds, not very long, till the marshmallow puffs, and then take it out and add the other cracker. So you have alternatives if you're not a campfire type person, or some of these days have been way too hot to be outside in around a campfire, unless you're a real camper. But you can still have s'mores anyway. Well, talking about s'mores and marshmallows leads me to thinking a bit about marshmallows. Have you ever thought about marshmallows and how they got to be? Well, like most things we talk about, they come from ancient times, ancient Egypt. It was then a honey candy that was flavored and thickened with a marshmallow plant sap. This marsh, that's almost two words, marsh. Think marsh like water, because that's where the marshmallow plant grew, was beside the salt marshes on the banks of large bodies of water. 19th century doctors extracted juice from the marshmallow plant's roots and cooked it with egg whites and sugar, then whipped it up and made it foamy, and it was used as a medicinal candy to soothe children's sore throats. Now, eventually, the marshmallow juice from the plant was no longer used. You know, other things were being used. But what that means is it's no longer effective as something to use for a cough. It would no longer be a cough suppressant, an immune system booster, or a wound healer. That's how it was used when it was actually taken from the marshmallow plant. And by the way, you know, you can buy mallow plants. If you want to go back to the old days and experiment a bit, hey, you can make your own marshmallows that way using the marshmallow plant juice. If you don't want to do that and you still want to make homemade marshmallows, I'm not sure why you'd want to do that. But, you know, some of it's just an experience, I guess. Alton Brown, who is one of those TV chefs and so on, has a recipe to make your own marshmallows. And I'm not going to give you all of the instructions here, but you can go online, just, you know, put in homemade marshmallows and you'll get the recipe. Or if you're really desperate and want it, you give me a call at KJN. I will save the recipe here for you. But basically the ingredients include unflavored gelatin, sugar, corn syrup, a little salt, a little vanilla, some confectioner sugar, powdered sugar, a little bit of cornstarch. And, of course, you're going to dissolve the gelatin. You're going to whip all of this stuff together. And eventually, you're going to turn it into little squares of marshmallows. So it could be a fun activity. You know, we just sort of take for granted all of those things that we can go to the store, buy off of the shelf, and say, okay, we'll just enjoy it. We don't really know how it all happens. So if you want to make your own marshmallows just as an experiment, hey, we can help you do that. And in the meantime, of course, go out and enjoy a s'more, whether it's over the campfire, in the microwave oven, or your other oven, whatever, a good little fun kind of thing, and pass the stories around. Until next time, here's the thought. Truth has only to pass through a few persons to become fiction.